What time is it, folks? Of course, it's the morning time. If y'all not out here getting to it, if y'all working from home, God bless you. Because I would love to be working from home right now or just being home, period, relaxing. But, you know, we out here riding the road. This is the Car Series. Welcome to the William Rutledge Podcast. So, to all my good people out there, man, good people out there, the people that are trying to make some changes in their life, doing some things, I just want you to always remember this, man. Whenever you endure something that just was not in your plans, it may knock you off course. It may knock you, you know, it may very well set some things back, right? It may very well do that. Remember that right there within itself is temporary. It's temporary. You know, we got to remember that at the end of the day, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it is that you're dealing with, that it is temporary. Don't hold on to hurt. Don't hold on to pain. Don't hold on to anything. I had to learn these past couple of weeks, maybe about a month or so now, been about a month, I had to learn to let some things go. Because I was just, you know, just like keeping myself down. I kept myself to the point I became depressed a little bit. Not even a little bit, but I'm not going to downplay it. I became depressed and it really got the best of me. But I didn't even, not me knowing not how to diagnose, you know, anything. I just noticed the signs because I'm like, yo, this is not it right here, man. Like this, you know, and I noticed that I was kind of like just pulling away from certain things and certain people, and just my actions were showing, like, you know, I was depressed. And I know I was like, I had to tell myself, like, well, you know, the hurt is going to be the hurt. And, you know, I had lost my aunt or whatever. And it's like sometimes we hold on to those things and it takes a toll on us. And I'm just here to tell y'all that, no, I can't tell you how to heal. I would never do that. I would never tell you when to heal or when is the best time, because I don't know. It may take you years, months. It may take you however long you need. You know, but at the same time, when you are doing whatever it is that you're doing, we have to learn how to let go. You know, and embark on that journey that you started off on, that family member or that particular individual may not, you know, it could be a friend that they will want you to still continue on. So I know that my aunt, just knowing what kind of line and lineage of my bloodline and how strong-minded my people are, I know I had to get back on task and get busy. There's no need, you know what I'm saying, for me to sit here and wither away being sad and broken. And nah, I got to take this pain, this hurt, whatever it is, and I got to make sure that, you know, I'm doing what I got to do to make, you know, to help somebody else out. You know, you never know what you go through. I was always told this, what you go through and what you monopolize and what you take and you turn it into a positive, it may have very well been meant for you to go through it so that the person that's watching could be like, you know what, all right, you know, Will or Thomas or Jake, whoever the name is, you know, went through it and then, you know, this is what they did. They prayed, they kept a positive mind state. They had some days where they wanted to break, but you know what, they spoke to their friends and they spoke to, you know, to whomever it was, therapist, whoever it is that you trust and you trust in. You could be talking to yourself. I mean, it might seem crazy, but sometimes it does help. You know? But overall, you gotta get, it's like a virus. You gotta get it out of you. Because if you don't, it will take its toll on you, and it will mess you up real bad. You know? And that's something that we don't want. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, like, just take your time, heal your wounds, and take your time and make sure that yourself accountable for whatever it is you're going through. And just understand that, you know, it does take a great amount of time overall for you to find your way back. Can't be done in a day. I can't believe that. If it's done in a day, then God bless you. But address your hurt, man. Address your hurt. And let it know that it doesn't have power and sanctity over your life. It doesn't control you. It doesn't control how you interact with people. It doesn't control how you... it doesn't control your mind state. We're strong individuals. We're built to be strong. And sometimes we have things that get to us, but it's quite naturally, it's us. The key word, it is us. If you bring on the hurt and you let it sit with you and you just, oh, I'm hurting, you ain't doing nothing but manifest the hurt in your life. And that's all it's going to do is just continue to be there. It's not going away because you won't let it go. I can't do this and I can't do that, and you know, yada yada yada. You're just doing up and manifesting that you can't, you know what I'm saying? No, you can't. You very well can. All you gotta do is you gotta get up every day. You gotta get up with that same mind state, man. You know what? I don't care what I'm going through right now. I don't care how strong it is on me. I am going to bounce back. I'm gonna bounce back. And I'm gonna do it in a fashion that when the next time I gotta go through something, I know how to deal with it. I'm not saying all things that we go through are just going to be, oh, yeah, hunky-dory, but nah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, we got to tighten up. As God's children, we got to tighten up. And we got to make sure that, you know, mentally we are, you know, okay, you know what? I got this. And no, you know, just don't tell yourself you got it and it's just, you just telling you, no, believe that you really got it. Believe that you really got it and believe that you really, you know, you're going, whatever it is, you're going to master it and you're going, man, I got this. I'm, you know what I'm saying? And you stepping in the name of faith, in the name of whatever it is or whoever it is that you pray to and know, like, all right, you know what? I got this, man. I really got this. And ain't nothing you could tell. You know, I really feel like, you know, we are the controllers of our true destiny. You know, whoever you pray to, you don't, you know, there is a overall, but when it comes to us, we control what we can, and whatever we can't control, you know, you figure it out. Try to make it do what it do. Just go from there. You know, make sure it's a healthy decision. Make sure it's a decision that's, you know, going to benefit you and the people around you. I'm not saying being selfish, but in some ways you got to be selfish. Self-love, self-care, self-empowerment, that's being selfish. You feel me? That's being selfish. That's what I call being selfish. You got to maintain your strength and believe in yourself. No matter what you're going through, believe in yourself, man. Love yourself. And know that you deserve whatever it is that God has intended for you. Don't let what's negative around you block your blessing. Or block whatever is coming to you. Because if you notice, whenever something is coming to you, that's when you start dealing with all the unnecessary stuff that's coming in your life. Right? Stuff just starts coming out of nowhere. You're like, man, I can't deal. Oh man, this is too much, you know. And you start breaking down, and then your blessings start to just like pretty much. Man, it's going that way. Your blessings become like obsolete, and then it's no more, you know. Got to be strong within ourselves and be mentally strong as well, because if the mental is strong, then the body is strong. But once the mental begins to break, the body begins to break as well, because You notice when they get to you mentally, that's what breaks you overall. If your mental can withstand and you don't, you just like, you know, I got this, I can, you know, you're telling yourself and you really believe it. You naturally, quite naturally, you just believe it and you humble it, you humble yourself to it. It's a fight that you are destined to win. It's a fight that you are destined to win. And I just wanted to give anybody out there that's listening, anybody out there that's supporting, just a little bit, little bit of confirmation that no matter whatever you're going through today, it is temporary. It does not control your tomorrow. It does not control your future. You know, you got people that love you out here and people that want to see you, you know, win and win big and win to a certain degree that it is just like, it's the biggest thing that can happen, man. And don't y'all ever forget that, you know, ever forget that and take that with a grain of salt, because Things can change, and we can change. People can change. A bad person can become a good person. A good person become a bad person. I mean, that's how things often change. But we got to remember that we are works in progress. We are not perfect by far. You know what I'm saying? And we have to understand that when it comes to making the decision to do whatever it is that we got to do, we must do it with the intent to really, like, really get it done. You know what I'm saying? Really get it done and stay firm in what you believe in. I can't let nobody break me, and I'm not gonna let myself break me. That's another thing. Like, we may focus on what it is that you know, somebody's trying to know. Sometimes we are the reason we break, and we don't even see that. So we gotta take the time that you need. You know, you got kids, and you need a break. You know, and they got a parent, or you got somebody, just a day or two. Hey man, look, please, man, I don't mean no harm. You know, but I just need a day or two, man. I just need to get my mind right. And, you know, please, can you just do me this favor? And if they're your true friend, they'll understand. They might just tell you, man, take as much time as you need. You know, take as much time as you need to rebuild yourself back, man, and get yourself back on track. And when you do that, you'll see, like, all right, when it's time to deal with this again, I got it. I got this, man. I got this in a bag. This is nothing. I'm going to pray through it. I'm going to get through it. Y'all remember that. And stay true to who you are. Stay on course. And believe in you. And whatever it is that you are trying to do. This is the William Rutledge Podcast. I wish y'all nothing but good health, success, love, and positivity today, tomorrow, and in the future. But always remember, if you got to come back to this, man, be strong, be thorough, and definitely 100. Be good, people. Peace.